Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. My guest today is Vijay Rajagopalan. Now, Vijay, the last time we talked, you were telling me about how we've got cross-platform support for Silverlight using Eclipse, so the developers that aren't necessarily using the Microsoft stack can still take and develop their applications using the tools that they like to use for Silverlight. I understand today you've got another twist on that, some additional cross-platform support you want to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. So basically what we are announcing is Eclipse tooling support for our cloud computing platform, Windows Azure. I want to step back a little bit and give you an overview of Windows Azure's interoperability promise. As you know, customers and developers look for choice of languages when it comes to cloud computing platforms, and Windows Azure really does a phenomenal job in terms of providing choice for developers, particularly to PHP developers. We enabled that back in March 2009, at MIX 2009. Since then, we made a number of announcements. One of the important announcements that we made was the PHP SDK for Windows Azure, which is, think of it like a speed dial set of classes for PHP developers to really target Windows Azure storage services. Today, what we are announcing is to augment that compelling tooling experience from Eclipse, because one of the most popular project in Eclipse is called PDT, PHP Development Toolkit. So we are going to take advantage of PDT to provide compelling tooling for Windows Azure. So that's what we are announcing today.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, myself being a Microsoft employee, of course, I use Visual Studio for developing applications on ASP.NET and stuff like that. So my own personal experience with the other tools, such as Eclipse and PHP, is rather limited. How big of an audience is that? How many people are actually using that? Is that just a small little fragment of the universe out there? Is that a pretty good size people?
I would say more majority of the Java developers use Eclipse for as their IDE of choice, as well as primarily the PHP developers are also leveraging Eclipse as an IDE. There are many open source contributors to the PHP plugin and the ecosystem. And one of the popular one is called the PHP Development Toolkit, which is the number one PHP tooling available right now. So what we decided was, okay, in order to reach out to these breadth PHP developers, we need to make a compelling IDE experience from their favorite tool. So that's why we decided to support Eclipse tooling for Windows Azure.
Mm-hmm. And then plus the aspect is, you know, we don't think that Windows Azure is something just for Windows developers. Windows Azure is a valuable tool and resource that anybody running on any platform can actually use, because it is running in the cloud. It's not running on your Macintosh, your Linux machine.
Right, totally. You are basically, as long as you can support heterogeneous languages on the cloud, I think that's a great value proposition. And fundamentally also, developers and decision makers, when they look at cloud computing platform, they look at choice of languages, RAD tools, application development tools, and of course, from an interoperability perspective, the standard support. What are the industry standards that the cloud vendors support? These are some of the core aspects that developers and decision makers look. So in that respect, Azure has a really good support for industry standards such as SOAP or REST or Atom Pub to JSON, enabling HTTP clients to access Windows Azure storage through RESTful interface. And when it comes to choice of languages, obviously, for web developers, 30% of the web developers use PHP today. We thought we need to provide a really nice experience for them, both on the SDK side as well as from a tooling standpoint.
Because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 30% is still an awful lot of people out there doing it, and we want to make sure that our platform supports as many people as
Absolutely.
Possible. So in order to take and have, you know, a PHP developer using their knowledge and understanding PHP with Windows Azure, what exactly are we providing for them?
Great question. So as I mentioned to you, the first thing is the SDK. The developers, PHP developers, have to download this SDK. And it is, you can, you know, PHP's community is a little fragmented. If you don't use any IDE and you use text editor for your web application development, you just download the SDK and start programming and deploy your project. That's one way of doing. The other way is, of course, is essentially you download the Eclipse plugin for the Eclipse tooling for Windows Azure, which is essentially a plugin, which is released as an open source project as well. You download it. It includes the PHP core stack as well as the PHP SDK for Windows Azure.
And so that provides the developer everything they need.
That provides Yes, exactly. That provides basically the overall application platform for them. And the key point that I also want to articulate here is that many developers, when they are doing the local development, they want a sandbox on the dev environment. Hey, can I simulate the cloud experience on my laptop or on my desktop? Yes, we nicely take advantage of the Windows Azure SDK hooks, so the developers can simulate their developer experience on the local development fabric as well as in the development storage as well. So this is pretty good even for PHP developers. It's exactly the same way that a C# or a VB.NET developer has a local sandbox experience. So once you download this tool, you'll have a first-class experience to create Windows Azure project. And you can do a local sandbox development. And when you're ready to deploy into the cloud, you push a button, it uploads all your project into Azure. The point that I would like to emphasize here is that a couple of interesting things that we have done here are also around application migration. Many of the PHP developers have already got a website going based on the frameworks and the knowledge and the investments that they've made on the current PHP stack. So what we have provided here is a hook for them to migrate into Windows Azure sort of taxonomy. Hey, convert my project, migrate my project into Windows Azure. It automatically uses Windows Azure project taxonomy, such as the web role versus the worker role, and pushes the PHP components into the right location and prepares a new experience for them seamlessly into Windows Azure.
I mean, that sounds like an awful lot of work that we put into supporting this.
Yes, it's absolutely. It is. It is as part of our continuous commitment to interoperability. We are collaborating with a leading Eclipse influencer called Soyatech, which is a company based in France. Microsoft is funding this effort, providing architectural and technical guidance. And Soyatech is the main development company here. And we plan to release it as an open source project as well.
So it's not even just the SDK then that we did for PHP. We're also actually working closely with the Eclipse developers to make sure that Eclipse as a tool is doing everything it needs to be part of an Azure
yes,
platform.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to make another important announcement that we are doing is essentially the Java SDK for Windows Azure. The idea behind this is essentially Eclipse itself is built on Java. And when we were deciding to build a framework for Windows Azure tooling experience in Eclipse, we said, okay, I think it would be nice to have a good Java SDK targeting Windows Azure storage that a common developer who doesn't use Eclipse can take advantage, as well as Eclipse could leverage this common framework. So we abstracted the common interfaces as well as the storage APIs in the form of Java classes that we are going to also release it standalone. The same Java SDK is used within Eclipse as well. I will show it to you when I do this demo. So yes, the Java SDK can be used standalone. So there are many use cases here. One of the common use cases, hey, I'm a Java application. I wanted to use Azure just for my storage. And I'm running an on-premise application, or I have a Java application hosted in some other cloud vendor. But I think Azure has a great storage value proposition from cost standpoint. I want it only used for storage. I can use this from a Java application, connect to Azure storage. The scenarios could be replication of data. Multiple companies can collaborate on common data that is stored somewhere in the cloud. There are endless scenarios, particularly, that supports Java SDK as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, this sounds like a ton of work that went through to get that sort of stuff, because not only do we have the Windows Azure support for PHP and the Windows Azure support for Java, but we've also got taken both of those systems running with Eclipse, so that Eclipse also takes and supports Windows Azure as well for development purposes.
Yes, it's been a pretty exciting phase for us. We've spent a lot of time. One of the reasons is, we are a developer company and we love developers, and we really wanted to reach out to the non-Microsoft developers as well for our new cloud mm-hmm. computing platform. And majority of the Eclipse developers are running their Eclipse IDE on the Windows platform and the Windows Server platform, which was another incentive for us to really make sure that they have a compelling experience. In that regard, next week we're also making another very significant announcement to modernize Eclipse on Windows 7 platform. The idea behind this effort is we are again collaborating with another company, which is one of the Eclipse founding contributor, and they have a product called Mylan by name TaskTop, which is a company based in Vancouver. We are collaborating with them to make sure that Eclipse, the next version of Eclipse, takes advantage of the new features of Windows 7 platform, particularly from an IDE standpoint, and also enabling them for the end developers who are building rich applications using Eclipse.
So, I mean, that's directly working with one of our competitors then in that standpoint, because we have Visual Studio, which is, we're trying to say, is the premier development platform for Windows developers, and now, at the same time, Microsoft is helping Eclipse turn Eclipse into being a fabulous development platform for their developers on Windows as well.
I firmly believe that, absolutely Visual Studio is a perfect choice for .NET developers who are building on Windows platform, but there is a majority of Java developers and PHP developers use Eclipse as their de facto IDE of choice. And I think we need to provide a compelling experience on the Windows 7 platform. We wanted to make sure they take advantage of the integrated search, the taskbar integration, so you have a quick access to your projects, and the way Internet Explorer takes advantage of the taskbar, the shell integration. So we definitely think it'll benefit the overall Windows ecosystem. And we also view Eclipse as one of the largest ISV on the Windows platform as well. And those were the primary reasons why we are supporting this effort.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally agree with that, because we want people to have a great experience on Windows, yes, regardless what applications they might be using. And even if they're using our competitors' applications, plus, I don't know, personally, I love the fact that we have competition at this level, because then it helps us understand where we can even improve our own applications.
Absolutely.
And I think the end result is the end user is the one who wins, because they get better and better tools going
on
forward.
Windows platform. So yeah. I think that's absolutely right. Why don't I show you a quick demo?
Sure.
About
yeah.
I would like to show you the Windows Azure tooling experience on Eclipse. So I'll give you a bird's eye view of what it looks like.
Sure.
Okay, so the way it works is essentially, you go to, we will be launching this in our portal called e4windowsazure.org. And once you download the Eclipse Galileo version for PHP, you download this plugin through the Eclipse plugin update through the install new software. In this particular case, I have already installed the Eclipse plugin for Windows Azure. So what I'm going to do is a couple of scenarios. First thing is, Windows Azure is essentially is baked in to the Eclipse IDE nicely. The first experience is, what is my file, the new project creation. So when I do a file new project and click PHP, Windows Azure lights up here. You can create a Windows Azure project. Or I could create a new standard PHP project. Most of the developers targeting heterogeneous hosters typically use a standard PHP project. I want to show you first by going into a standard PHP project, and I would like to say, and then as you notice here, a few things that we have lightened here. It automatically, you can select different versions of PHP stack, whether it's PHP 5.1 or 2 that the developer wants to associate to, they can select here. And you can click finish, and it'll automatically create a standard PHP project. The migration scenario that I was telling you earlier is essentially what I would like to highlight here. So you can select the standard project and click the Windows Azure menu and say convert to Windows Azure PHP project. What it'll do is it'll understand this this project type, and as you notice here, it created a web role, the way Windows Azure expects when you deploy your project. And also it creates a worker role. And it automatically creates the bootstrapping boilerplate code for me to run my application. So a couple of things are the index.php, which tells you, okay, what version of PHP that I'm running. And of course, a blob sample.php file, which is part of the boilerplate. It is, think of it like a prescriptive pattern of how to write a simple web application targeting Windows Azure, taking advantage of the Azure storage as well. So we've created this boilerplate so that developers don't have to do anything. They uncomment the code, it immediately lights up. So that's a simple experience I wanted to show you. The other experience I wanted to quickly show you is creating a brand new PHP project right from the tooling. Let me revisit here. File, new project. I will this time select a new PHP Azure project. There are a few innovations we have done here. When I click that, I'm going to call it as Hello World, the usual new project. As you notice here, a couple of nice options that lights up here. Basically, PHP doesn't have support for accessing the configuration files of Azure. So we had to write a managed wrapper around it. So we wanted to abstract this totally from PHP developers. We want them to continue coding in PHP, not think about, okay, what are the taxonomy and the conventions in Windows Azure. So we've completely abstracted the access to the configuration files, the service configuration, service definition, all those things are completely baked. So by default, as you notice here, enable Windows Azure is checked for them. So from PHP, they have access to web.config, or if they wanted to increase the instance count of their web application to scale out, they can do it easily from PHP. The next thing that you notice here is that, hey, there are applications that are written just as a standard vanilla web app. There are applications that are written to take advantage of Azure's storage capability, or we have a full-blown relational store, SQL Azure, on cloud. So when you select one of those options, data storage options, we automatically include the appropriate libraries for you. So in this particular case, I'm going to select Windows Azure Storage and SQL Azure Storage and click Finish. This kind of project is associated to Azure Perspective. So what it is suggesting is that, hey, you know, we can provide you an even more compelling experience if we can create your own PHP Azure sort of your template. Would you like to do that? And that's what this step is all asking. So I'm going to say yes. Yeah, of course, I'm doing all my development in Azure. So as you see here, we have created this folder called Microsoft. This is where all the abstraction layers I was telling you earlier, the PHP SDK for Windows Azure, the Microsoft HTTP stack, which is also included, and also the access to the configuration files are all abstracted right here. I'll just go through this and show you. As you notice here, the storage classes are all here. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to program against blobs or tables or queues, everything is here. If I wanted to access the SQL Azure, it's also right baked in here. Let me quickly run this sample index.php and see what happens. I just right mouse click here and then do run as PHP Windows Azure page. When I do this, a couple of things happen in the background. We automatically provide a sandbox experience for developers. Basically, hey, can I simulate the experience of running this app on a local dev fabric? That's the experience I'm going to show you. As you click run, I'm actually right now building this project. It immediately created the package for me that I can deploy to Azure. In the background, it is also associating it to the Explorer, the dev fabric, as well as to the browser. So as you see here, it is a simple index.php page. Hey, this is this page, and it's running PHP. And I wanted to show here is essentially the dev fabric here, development fabric. You can see that the PHP application is running in a healthy way, and it has got one instance running. This is the Hello World project, which is right here. It's running. Mm-hmm. It's taking advantage of the local developer cloud fabric as well. So this way, developers can, if they want to scale out, they can immediately scale out the number of instances that they wanted to spin, which is quite straightforward as well. One of the things that I would like to highlight here is a few nice little things that we have done to really empower PHP developers not to worry about too much about Windows Azure, instead continue their existing web application development the way that they used to. So we've abstracted and enabled a lot of nice UI experience as well. So what I'm going to do here is right mouse click on my web project and go to project properties and click Windows Azure. Remember I was telling you, hey, if I want to increase my instance count, hey, today I have 100,000 customers, I wanted to extend it to 100,000 customers, I wanted to scale out, you just change your web instance count to 5 here or 100, so we will automatically change it, and the configuration file changes are nicely done for them. They don't have to muck up with any config files. That's a nice little thing. And if you have any additional configuration that you wanted to add for your project, something very application specific, you could do that here, such as, hey, I want to use X number of development storages. I have 5 different storage accounts geo-distributed. I want to add it here. You could do that here. You wanted to add SQL Azure support. You have a connection string, connection wizard here that enables your connection. And your web configurations as well. Hey, what is my start page? How do I handle 404 errors? If a page is not found, I wanted to provide a nice look and feel error kit. How do I handle all these things through configuration? These are all handled nicely through the UI.
Especially since they wouldn't be familiar with that.
They wouldn't be familiar with our web application development on Windows Azure. So we've abstracted this nicely. Then one of the amazing innovation here that I'm really excited about is essentially a WYSIWYG CRUD operation editor right from the IDE. The create, retrieve, update, delete against storage, Windows Azure storage. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to demonstrate here is essentially the Windows Azure Storage Explorer. Let me close this first so I can show you how to lighten this up for some reason. Okay. So I have enabled Storage Explorer. The way you enable this is essentially going to the Windows, Show View, Other, and Storage Explorer is right here. The other option is there is a speed dial right here as well, Open Storage Explorer. You can open this. In this particular case, I'm going to show you. I am right now managing multiple storage accounts. One of them is in the cloud. The other one is my local dev store account in my sandbox, which is built on top of SQL Express Edition. I can either code against my local store or against the cloud store as well. So here I have selected the cloud store. As you see, it automatically went and collected all my data from my cloud store. These are all the blobs I have. These are the tables I have. So what I will show you, a few nice examples here. I'm going to look at this container here and see what are the blobs that are stored in this container. Sure enough, there is a nice data table inside this this container, which is a blob of image. I can right mouse click here, I can update this, I can do all the data manipulation right from this editor here.
This is actually taking and enabling the PHP tools, Eclipse, to actually interact with Azure directly.
Yes, you brought up a very, very interesting point I wanted to emphasize here. This is where the Java SDK lights up. So basically, the Storage Explorer is using the Java SDK to connect to Windows Azure Storage. Mm-hmm. Because Eclipse is built on Java, it is using our Java SDK to connect to the storage, Windows Azure Storage, and brings all the data here. Mm-hmm. So the nice integration of Java SDK with Eclipse, and we are using Storage Explorer as a killer scenario to make sure the Java SDK really works as well. In end, we are providing a compelling user developer experience for a PHP developer. So it's a pretty good interop story. What I'm going to show you is I want to show you how this data looks. If I click Show Content, what it's going to do is it's going to do a round trip to the server, and hopefully it'll bring the data back here. Let's quickly take a look here. As you see here, this image is stored in the cloud store. And you can see the binary of this and the text value of this, and you can do manipulation right from here. Similarly, you could also do for queues as well as for tables as well as part of the Windows Azure Storage. The last point I want to show you is, okay, you've done all your local development. You're ready to deploy. It's one button click to upload your package into Windows Azure. All I have to do is go back to my project, right mouse click, or go to the Windows Azure menu. Let me select this one, and then I go to Windows Azure. Hey, I wanted to package this application or publish this application to Windows Azure. So packaging just creates you a package. Publishing into Windows Azure creates a package as well as connects you, takes you right into Windows Azure portal where you can upload your configuration and your package into Azure and deploy your PHP application in Windows Azure. So let me click the Publish Windows Azure. This is where it essentially shows, okay, what is the container name and how do you want to call this, which store you're using, and are you deploying into your production or into staging environment? How do you want to tag this? All these questions are asked. And from here, you can deploy this into the cloud. So again, you can also create package application, which will quickly create a package for you that you can take advantage and deploy it at a later time as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds really exciting. It enables people that are developing on IDEs other than Visual Studio, using language and development resources other than .NET framework and stuff like that to still write really great applications for Windows Azure and even for Windows as well.
Yes.
Now, I understand there's going to be a couple of sessions at the upcoming PDC 09 that's going to be dealing with some of this stuff.
Yes.
What are those sessions going to be?
I think there's going to be one session on Java, and there's going to be one specific session on PHP. Plus, there's going to be quite a bit of Channel 9 and also Birds of a Feather and unconference-type sessions that we will be participating as well. We're also going to be taking part in Eclipse Summit in Europe next week. So we are really looking forward to that, where we will introduce this to the Eclipse developers as well.
Okay, cool. If you could send me, you know, links to the different sessions that you think people that are interested in Eclipse would like to go to when the PDC, let me know, and I'll stick those in the description for this episode so that it's easy to find.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you.
Hopefully that gave you some information that you need to understand how you can write great applications for Windows Azure as well as Windows, even if you aren't a traditional Windows developer. And join us at the PDC for more information that you can find out about Windows Azure SDK for PHP, the Windows Azure SDK for Java, as well as the Eclipse tooling options available to you. Thanks.